Welcome to my dojo. This is Kung Fu Pizza Party, and I'm your host, Brandon Knight. And today, I am here to wrestle with a very, very big, interesting question. Are martial arts demonic? No, they're not. Unless you do Krav Maga, that one's totally demonic. I'm kidding. Please don't gouge out my eyeballs. Here on Kung Fu Pizza Party, I seek to deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. As a lifelong Christian, a lifelong martial artist, somebody who went to school to become a pastor, who currently teaches children ninja, I feel like I am in a very specific place where I can weigh in on this very big and controversial question. A very big and controversial question that for some of you out there may seem like a no-brainer. Of course martial arts aren't demonic. Why are we even having this conversation? Is this really a question that people ask? And the answer is yes. And actually, on the other side of the coin, the people who do say, obviously, yes, it is demonic, kind of have the same opinion as you, just the opposite way of course, it is obviously demonic. Why are we even having this conversation? Is this really a question? Martial arts are very clearly demonic. Now, I can say as a seminary-trained individual that this is not necessarily like one of the big theological debate conversations. Free will versus predestination will forever reign as the big theological debate among seminarian students. No, the question of are martial arts demonic isn't one of the main conversations among Christians in seminary. And honestly, it's probably not even remotely one of the main, even a conversation, honestly, within the martial art world as well. We have bigger fish to fry in that world as well. But it is a very niche topic within a very specific part of Christianity. I don't think anybody in the martial art world is going to be advocating for a viewpoint of, yes, martial arts are demonic. Like, that's not, there may be some interesting mysticism or dark, you know, teachings that might get passed around, but I don't think anyone's going to be right out like, hi, do our martial art. It's satanic. I don't think that's a position. I don't think. Dark, mysterious, mystical. Yeah, there will probably be some people out there who try to spin their styles that way. But I don't think anyone's going to be like, hi, come do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, the official martial art of the Satanic Church. Like, that's not a promo. Nobody has that. But within a very specific group within Christianity, this is a very niche conversation that, again, they will very adamantly proclaim, yes, martial arts are demonic. And so my purpose here for this episode is I collected some of the thoughts on this. By the way, again, as somebody who's been through seminary and the whole bit and was a Christian and a martial artist for a very long time, I didn't even hear about this opposite view until my 20s. And it was more so just out of curiosity. Though this may be a new topic for somebody out there listening to this episode, you can very easily find these positions. Just go on Google or whatever your preferred browser is or whatever your preferred social media is and just search martial arts are demonic. And you will find articles, you will find shorts, you will find reels, you will find videos, you'll find plenty of things, plenty of arguments for why it is, yes, demonic. And my hope here today is to take these thoughts, these arguments that are made, and present them to you and kind of give a little bit of my take on it as well, because I have now heard all of these arguments, and yeah, I'm not persuaded. I'm not repenting. That's not the big twist at the end of this episode. I'm not repenting and shutting down Kung Fu Pizza Party because I've realized I am sinning and causing other people to sin. That's not the point. But the point of this episode, my hope is just to like introduce you, if you've never heard these arguments before, introduce you to these arguments that people make for why martial arts are demonic. And then just try to explain like my take as a Christian for why I think these arguments do very easily fall apart. It's also worth noting that, again, for those of you who are like, how in the world are people even making this argument? This might also be a strange argument for people to make because you know of a church who offers martial art classes, or maybe you took classes at a church, or, you know, even though the YMCA may not necessarily be the Christian institution it was founded as, it was actually like a Bible study way back when it was first founded. It still, even to this day, as somebody who works at one, I would say definitely falls under the theological umbrella of muscular Christianity, which probably should be a topic for another day. It's a whole separate thing worth getting into. But so all that is to say, like, even to think about like martial arts being demonic, and yet some churches offer it as, you know, as classes, as ministry. I took Jeet Kune Do at a church. I took Taekwondo at the YMCA. Like, it may seem baffling, but trust me, there are arguments for martial arts are demonic. So let's get into it. And hopefully, I hopefully can cover all of this. I really don't want to. It seems anymore this year that it's these topical ones that could very well skew me into having to pick up a challenge at the end of it. So let's see how this goes. One of the first things you are going to notice when you start getting into these arguments is that though there are a few people who have done some research, by and large, what you are going to come across quickly is people using surface level or caricature understanding of what the martial arts are, what the martial art is, or reading their interpretation of a symbol into something that doesn't mean what they are saying it means. Allow me to give you a couple examples. So, two different preachers I watched, both of them did both of these things. So one preacher, this was a reel, both of these, I think, were reels posted by McDojo Life. In both of these reels, there is a minister talking, and in both of these, he uses surface level caricature understanding of the martial art and reading in symbols that aren't there. Reading and meaning to symbols that aren't what they mean. So this one preacher, he talks about how, you know, when you train in the martial arts for a long time, you start to strengthen your chi power. Well, that is demonic forces. Those are demonic abilities. And the stronger the martial artist is, the stronger their chi, which then allows them to be able to move people and throw people around without even touching them. Even to knock them out without being able to touch them. Yes, dear listener, this preacher is using no-touch knockouts and very crappy Aikido teachings as an factual example. He took the bait, folks, as a factual example of, see, these people have demonic abilities. They're able to move people without even being able to touch them. And the rest of us here in the martial art world we're over here like, yeah, we don't really like those people either, but not even remotely for the reasons that you're talking about. There's no demonic ability going on there. There's just charlatans taking advantage of people and also technically endangering people. That's the part that's like, yes, they're exploiting them financially, but also like, you're endangering people by teaching them that you can move people with your mind, or, you know, be able to throw people just by shimmying your shoulder around, or knocking down people just by throwing your hands up. Like, you're endangering people technically, because they're going to try, they could try and do that to actually protect themselves and not. There's nothing about demons going on here. This same preacher in this same reel I was watching also talked about how dragons are a common image used throughout many martial arts, especially Chinese ones, kung fu and whatnot. And in the Book of Revelation, the dragon is Satan is personified as a dragon, and therefore the martial arts are associating themselves with Satan because dragons. Okay, you did zero research on that. Also, question, does that extend to like all forms of dragons? So like every fairy tale that has a dragon in it. Dragon Tales, the old PBS show, clearly demonic. Like, is this an all How to Train Your Dragon? Oh my gosh, now we're training Satan. What kind of demonic force do you have that you're able to train Satan? Ooh, you must be like the emperor of demons or something if you're able to like train Satan. So like, it's ridiculous because the argument immediately falls apart and is not applied to other situations just here, because, and it's such a loose association. It's demonic because dragons. Another example now, different preacher did both of these things though. First off, he talked about the dim muck, you know, the touch of death, okay? Somebody watched Bloodsport too many times here, folks. So if you're unfamiliar, the touch of death is this whole, like, if you punch somebody in the heart, you can immediately kill them. And, okay, so technically speaking, if you are able to produce enough blunt force trauma to the chest during a very specific beating rhythm of the heart, like I think it has to be contracted in that split moment, if you can deliver the right amount of blunt force trauma, you can put somebody into cardiac arrest. This happened a couple seasons ago in the NFL. There was like a Buffalo Bills player, I think it was the Buffalo Bills, got hit in the chest and went into cardiac arrest. They were this person actually was hit hard enough. The problem is with the dim muck is that it's the chest is designed to protect the heart. It's not like there's like a hole there where you, it's not like the Death Star where, oh, hey, there's actually a spot right here that will just kill a person immediately. Basically, you cannot actually do the dim muck because most, the average person cannot produce enough blunt force trauma through throwing a punch. Rather, you need, oh, I don't know, a professional athlete running full speed trying to tackle you in order to make that happen. But again, this preacher, who apparently watched Bloodsport too many times, haven't we all though? Who apparently he's taking this as actual fact. Thank you, Frank Dukes. This is your fault. He's taking this as an actual fact and actual reality and showing that, like, see, these people have supernatural demonic strength because they're able to kill people with one punch. I guess One Punch Man would be, so don't tell this guy about One Punch Man. There's going to be all heads will roll if he finds out about One Punch Man. God, I love that anime. This guy also talked about how karate means open hand. And what that means is that you are opening up your hand to allowing demonic influence into your life to strengthen you to become a greater martial artist. And again, that's not what that means at all. You did no research. You're just interpreting something the way that you want it to be interpreted. So that's where this all begins. This all kind of begins with a surface level understanding, caricature understanding, very little research, or interpreting symbols the way that you want them to be interpreted versus actually understanding what this means. Next, let's go into another. Let's go on now to the next section, which would be, I always mispronounce this word. It's a bit, it's one of those theology words, synchronization, I think is what it is. This is the idea of taking, is it's like a Christianity thing. You're taking your Christian faith and blending it with other faith traditions and therefore technically watering down the gospel of Jesus Christ, or at worst, converting to that other religion. Now, again, I'm trying to watch my time here, but there's a whole other separate theological discussion that could come up here about security of your salvation and, you know, whether we lose our salvation or not. A lot of these people who make these arguments of like, oh, you could potentially lose your, you know, you could potentially, you know, become a different, you could join another religion because you did martial arts. Like, they're also the same people who would talk about how once saved, always saved. You are secure and you're never going to stop being a Christian. But if you do martial arts, apparently that's the exception. There's other exceptions, but there is a fear here of blending the Christian faith with other belief systems because particularly Asian martial arts. You don't see this very much in like Western, like historical European martial arts. There's like little to none connection to religion or philosophy within HEMA. But particularly like in the Asian martial arts, there is a tie here from the art to a religion, right? Taoism, Jeet Kune Do is very closely associated with Taoism, Muay Thai with Buddhism, Shintoism, Confucianism, all of those, Hinduism maybe when you get more into like India, like those martial arts all have those influences in them. And so if you do these martial arts, especially if there is an emphasis on breathing or meditation, you are opening yourselves up to demonic influence. And it kind of goes further than that, because you may be thinking, well, I've done martial arts. You know, I've done Muay Thai. We'll use Muay Thai. I think that's a great example for this. I've done Muay Thai. I have not personally, but that might be something you're thinking. I've done Muay Thai. You know, there's a MMA gym in my area. I do Muay Thai. Buddhism has never once come up in this. That doesn't matter, because the roots of the martial art may be closely associated with Zen Buddhism or whatever, Taoism. Because of that, because of the roots, even if you're in a dojo or an MMA gym where you are taking the martial art completely devoid of its religious or philosophical roots, that doesn't matter. You are still sinning by association. Yes, you are sinning, you are guilty by association, and if you're thinking to yourself, boy, does that sound like an exhausting way to live, let me tell you, folks, it is, because this is not the only area where sinning by association can get brought up, and it is an exhausting way to live. I have not felt more exhausted or depressed than when I was living a Christian faith that was more so focused on avoiding sin at every cost, at every turn, any remote association, versus pursuing Jesus. But to double down on this a little bit, again, going back to this argument here of, well, you can't do martial arts because they're associated with Asian religions and the blending of your faith with another tradition or the risk of potentially converting to another religion. You know, this is all just like sin and dangerous. When you take a person like Joshua Knoll, who has been on the show to talk about how he is a Christian and also a Taoist, people in this camp would more than likely say Josh is going to hell, because they would seriously question his salvation because he is openly practicing Taoism within his faith. Even though, as Josh and I talked about recently here on the show, Eastern Asian religions are very different from how we do religions here in the in the West. In the West, when we think of religion, we definitely think more in terms of like devoting yourself to a divine authority through following their guidance through their holy book. That is probably a very oversimplification of the matter. Whereas Eastern religions, Asian religions like Taoism and others, like it's almost more like very spiritual philosophy than it is that like that what I would describe a moment ago of being like committed to a divine person, where it's more of like philosophy with spiritual practices built around it and into it. But again, that doesn't matter. It's still not Christianity to these people. Even me, you know, I see myself as a Christian and an existentialist. I think existential philosophy pairs very nicely with Christianity and helps me make sense of the world. Even that, people within this anti-martial art demonic martial arts or demonic camp would probably hear me say that and also question my salvation and whether or not I'm a true Christian, because I too am. For them, it is nothing but Jesus and the Bible, and that's it. We do not need anything else. We just need Jesus and the Bible. Disregard the fact that on Sunday morning, somebody is going to stand up and tell them their interpretation of the Bible based off of their research of other people's interpretation of the Bible. That's obviously different somehow. Either way, it is this blending of potential blending of Christianity with other Eastern Asian religions that then becomes very dangerous and is therefore demonic. And there is a word I'm totally going over on my time on this episode. Embrace it. Embrace it, Brandon. Okay. There's another word. There's a very important word that at when this argument comes up that you are going to notice, and it is the word occult. The word occult, according to the dictionary, the word occult first and foremost does not mean what we usually use it for. The word occult is supposed to be like its first definition is supposed to be a word that, as a noun, it is supposed to be a word that means that you have found something that was originally hidden. It's like a research term. Usually the word, you would maybe hear the word eureka associated with the word occult. It's actually several definitions later that we get to the way that we usually think of when we hear the word occult, which is like this, like, association with paganism, like hidden spiritual, darker spiritual forces, okay? Like that way that we kind of usually use a cult. When you come across a Christian, though, like we're discussing here today, who's using the word occult, they're misusing it. They're just flippantly throwing the word occult around to basically mean this is something that's not Christian and therefore evil. Basically every religion and philosophical view that's not Christianity is a cult. And when something is a cult, that means it's demonic. And if you feel like there is a jump in logic here, you are correct. You are correct. We have jumped the shark at this point. But anything that is not associated directly with Jesus means that if it's not associated with Jesus and the Bible and the way that they are interpreting it, that means that it is a cult and therefore demonic. That is why this is then, in their Christian worldview, a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer discussion. Obviously, martial arts, particularly martial arts from Asia, are demonic because they have religious ties to their national religions, and they're not Christian. It's not Christianity, so it's a cult, and therefore it is evil. The little circular. And if you're thinking to yourself, this sounds a little racist too, hold that thought, I'll get to it. And I will take a moment because I'm going to go over on my time, so I might as well just talk about this. I do want to clarify that Nowhere in any of these arguments, though, is there a stance for pacifism or being anti-war or anything like that. There's no like anti-violence going on. Maybe a little bit. There's maybe a little bit towards the violence, but you are never told, and therefore also owning a gun is demonic. Therefore, you know, whatever. Owning pepper spray is demonic. There's not anything about like self-defense, protect, maybe not self-defense because that's very easily associated with martial arts, but protecting yourself isn't necessarily demonic. I would venture that a lot of people in this Christian worldview would also be very pro Second Amendment rights. Though I did come across some people who made the argument that if you do martial arts, you'll be possessed by a spirit of violence. There is no argument made for pacifism, gun control, anti-war, nothing along those lines. It's just martial arts are demonic. I just want to, since I'm going to go over on my time anyway, I thought maybe I would just toss that in there just to clarify that, like, this isn't, because I would be a little bit more on board with the argument if that was presented. It's not, though. This isn't like a pro-pacifism argument whatsoever, as much as it is martial arts are demonic because of their association with East Asian religions. Now, I guess if a pastor decided to, without the influence of any other martial art tradition in history, decided to develop their own fighting system, deprived of any of the other things, and found ways to connect communion and baptism and prayer and the Bible to it, then I guess you could build your own holy Christian, W-H-O-L-L-Y and H-O-L-Y, holy Christian martial arts system, or maybe, like I said, a lot of the Hema styles from Europe have little to no philosophical or religious anything tied to it. It's just very straightforward. Here's how you fight. So I guess when it is deprived of those things, then maybe it's okay. So every Christian needs to go learn Irish stick fighting and what's another good one? Collar and elbow or catch wrestling. That's like the only, I wouldn't even advise boxing, because boxing goes all the way back to the original Greek Olympics. So, you know, Zeus, there's probably, you can't box either, is my argument. I'm just trying to make sense of the logic here, folks. But like I said a little bit ago, if throughout all of this, you're like, I'm getting a whiff of, what is that? I'm getting a whiff of xenophobia. I'm getting a whiff of racism in all of this. You would be correct. There are two very important things that happened in the not too distant past, actually, that I think contributes to this, that though it doesn't make the argument better, I think it helps explain some of the jumps that are made in the logic, how they are able to jump the shark at times. I speak, of course, of the 1970s through the 90s. Two very important events happened during that time period, and many of these arguments, though there are going to be people who still hold them and will argue for them, many of these arguments do come from right around the 90s and early 2000s. Two very important events happened throughout the 70s and the 90s. One, of course, was the very obvious thing of the Cold War. The Cold War took place during this time period. And as a result, I'm just going to oversimplify a very politically turmoil, that's not a word, but I sure do like it, time period in world history. Here in the U.S., communism was the bad guy. And if something was associated with communism, therefore they were the bad guys and evil. and patriotic Americans want to be on the right side of history. And that included a lot of Christians. And so, if a Christian wanted to be on the right side of history, wanted to be on the good guys, because Christians do think that they're the good guys after all, then to be a good patriotic American Christian, you also needed to be very strongly anti-communism. And I've officially gone over on my time. Dadgummit, I can't do these topical episodes anymore without going majorly over on my time. That's a bummer. Oh, well. Did my best here, folks. I am almost done. Although that is like a preaching sin. Never tell the audience that you're almost done, because you'll probably then go for like 10 more minutes. So for some Christians to be a good, patriotic Christian, American Christian, you also needed to be very firmly against communism, who was very clearly the bad guy. And so anything associated with communism was not only left with skepticism, but also was just, you know, the bad guy. And that did apply to China. That still to this day, China is often villainized, right? And so that bred, and I'm oversimplifying Cold War theology here, so please don't come for me. But that then bred within American Christianity this perspective that anything from China was evil. Anything from Vietnam was evil because it was associated with communism. And let's just pull back from that for a moment and just address the fact that for a very long time here in the U.S., not even among Christians, but people in general here in the U.S., we have a really weird relationship with Asia. For every person who is like extremely skeptical and racist towards an Asian person for the fact that they're just not from around here, there's also that person who like makes their whole identity Japanese, even though they're totally not Japanese. They're just obsessed with Japanese culture because they've watched an unhealthy amount of anime. So we are just like weird about their culture and who they are as people, no matter if we're Christians or not. Like, it's just, we're weird about it. And it's something that is genuinely like on my mind with this show, because obviously, if you're going to have a show called, oh, I don't know, Kung Fu Pizza Party, you're going to be talking about Hong Kong cinema and Japanese samurai films and other, you know, other genres of the martial art media world. And so I'm very much like, it's on the front of my mind of like, where I don't want to cross that line into this like whole, my whole personality is wrapped up in wanting to be Asian. Like, I'm a white dude from the Midwest. You can probably tell that from the everything about me. And I don't want to like culturally appropriate another culture, but at the same time, also not like disregard it or just associate it with it being evil or occult or demonic or satanic, all those boogeyman words that certain kinds of Christians love to throw around, just because I don't understand it as well as I could. So yes, racism, either directly, outwardly, or just by association. Oh, here we are again with association, because we've just regurgitated this information so many times. Maybe we've lost the fact that it started at racism. We're now at a point of just regurgitating racist thoughts and ideas because of a certain time period in a very complicated political climate here. Well, not even just in the U.S., or like around the world. Another important event that took place through the 70s through the 90s that I think contributes to this, especially on the whole like occult, demonic, satanic part, is the Satanic Panic. I don't have time to unpack all of the Satanic Panic for you all. We've already gone over on the 30 minutes or less mark, so I don't want to drag this out even more. But the if you want to get like a good look at the Satanic Panic, I do recommend Christianity Today's podcast, The Devil in the Deep Blue Sea. Very interesting. Again, oversimplifying, maybe not as much of it. Well, no. No, it was a very, it was a worldwide tumultuous. That's the word I was looking for. Tumultuous. A worldwide tumultuous event, but especially here in the U.S. Basically, there were accounts of satanic ritualistic abuse, I'm putting that in quotes, that were investigated and looked into and were often strengthened by coercing stories into children's minds of events that never actually occurred. A lot of the satanic panic didn't happen. I don't want to say not a single case was ever proven to have happened, but a lot of the satanic panic, a lot of the big cases either never happened and were just stories that were blown out of proportion, or individuals like the West Memphis Three were scapegoated to explain something that investigators did not want to look into and instead pinned it on outsiders. Again, kind of a xenophobic response. All the while, a lot of the main players on the Christianity side of things who were pushing against the darkness and spreading this misinformation and giving birth to what those of us who were born later on into the 90s and grew up in the church in the early 2000s, the importance of spiritual warfare and finding your identity of Jesus, like that all just kind of comes from like 20 years prior. This wasn't like a long-standing spiritual warfare. Yeah, it does show up in the Bible, but like all of this stuff that was like on the forefront of our youth culture within the church wasn't actually that old. The Christians leading the charge against the satanic panic and, you know, making it seem like there was a Satanist hiding behind every corner and interpreting symbols to mean what they want them to mean, like Pokemon is satanic because Pikachu's tail is a lightning bolt, and lightning bolts are a symbol used within the satanic church. By the way, never have heard that argument used against the Flash or Shazam, and they both very clearly have lightning bolts on their chests. Or how Monster Energy drink is satanic because the iconic M logo, if you chop it up, it actually looks like the Hebrew character for the number 6, which means that the M is actually the 666 right back to each other, which is the mark of the beast in the book of Revelation. And so Monster Energy drink is demonic. Sorry, gym bros. Sorry, divorced dads who like Nickelback and chugging White Monster before they hit the gym. You're drinking devil juice, I guess. All of these Christians leading the charge against the satanic church and all of this stuff were actually just abusing people, sexually abusing children. They were the ones taking advantage of people financially, being physically abusive, not caring about spiritual warfare at all, but just trying to make a quick buck. They were the bad guys. So, are martial arts demonic? Well, to this theologian, this pastor, this martial artist, no. No, they are not. It's amazing how this thing that is oftentimes seen as like such a good thing. Are there problems within the martial art community? Obviously, there's charlatans, there's abusers. Obviously, there are actual issues that need to be addressed. But by and large, doing martial arts is good for your physical health, for your relational and emotional health. You know, it gives you confidence. It teaches you ways to protect yourselves. It gives you a cool hobby and then you can start a podcast and talk about it like I did. Like, usually it's portrayed as a very good thing. Are martial arts demonic? No, obviously not. If anything, the arguments to say that martial arts are demonic, that, yes, they are more so rooted in racism and in portraying other religions as demonic just because you don't want to take the time to even really understand them. Something is different, and therefore it's demonic. Because this isn't just like a martial art thing. This whole idea of something is different and therefore it is demonic is a common thought that happens in a lot of Christians' minds. Ironically, then there will be other things that's like, well, yeah, we shouldn't even think about it at all. We should just use it for ministry because we can use it to spread the gospel. Like, it goes both ways. Like, some things are just, oh, yeah, I don't understand it, so it's demonic. And then other things are like, no, we can use it to use the gospel. Why should we even think about this? It's wild. Christians are wild, y'all. But here's the unfortunate thing for you, listeners. You can't trust me. No, you cannot trust a single word that I just said to you. Do you want to know why? It's not because I'm not qualified to talk about this. I think I am very uniquely qualified to talk about this. But I cannot be trusted. And it is because as I was going over articles and reels and videos, refreshing myself on these arguments, I came across one guy who has a deliverance ministry. Deliverance ministry, for those of you who don't know, means he casts out demons. He, you know, exorcises demons out of people. He's not an exorcist like you would think of, like in The Exorcist or the, you know, like the Catholic Church. A deliverance ministry, way more formal. Okay, way less Latin, way less robes. Like it's okay. And this guy who runs this deliverance ministry, you know, his credentials is that he has cast out hundreds, if not thousands, of demons. And in his experience, and in his personal opinion, from his experience and his expertise, anyone who trains in martial arts, without exception, that is a quote, without exception, is now demon possessed. And so, you can't trust a single word I just said because I've done martial arts for 25 years now. I'm clearly demon possessed. And just to double down on that a little bit, my favorite energy drink is Monster. That's not even a bit. I love Monster. That's always been my go-to. These new fangled energy drinks, these healthy energy drinks that the kids are drinking nowadays, oh my gosh, it immediately hurts my stomach. Maybe that's where the demons are. Maybe the demons hide in my tummy. That would explain my IBS a little bit. So naturally, I would tell you that martial arts are very obviously not demonic because I have demons. It's where my demons hide, right in my tummy. Thanks for listening to today's episode. And okay, guess we have to do the thing now. Doggone it. I should have a counter how many episodes it's been since the last time I've had to take up a challenge. So in case this is your first episode, when I do not deliver an episode in 30 minutes or less, I have to take on a challenge to repay my debt and restore my honor so that way I can be the demon-possessed host with the most amount of honor. Just going to lean into it at this point. And I think after all of this, there is only one challenge that is truly fitting. I guess it's time for me to watch another Steven Seagal movie. That was one of my challenges last year, and I cannot think of a higher form of penance than having to sit through some Steven Seagal film. So maybe that'll exorcise the demons for me or something. I don't know. But thanks for listening to today's episode. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review this episode wherever you get your podcasts. Pass this episode along to a friend, maybe another one who's demon possessed. And Check out the other great shows here on the Anazao Ministry Podcast Network. Not everybody on this network is demon-possessed. I cannot speak towards Joshua Knoll, but not everyone is demon-possessed. There are safe people here that you can listen to shows. There's a ton of hosts over at Systematic Geekology. Surely not all of them are demon-possessed. Page and Pixel, I guess you can listen to the show and make your own call. The Bible After Hours I think he's a cool guy, but, you know, again, who am I to be trusted at this point? But you can also check out my other show, My Seminary Life. Very recently, I talked about on the show, it was the five-year anniversary special recently. I also talked about the awkwardness that is standing in the back after a sermon and the conversations that happen after you just got done preaching something. So that was a fun little chat. But, yeah. Again, thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging into this episode. And this is Brandon signing off. This has been Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I have delivered high-flying action, period. Not 30 minutes or less, about 15 minutes extra, and served us some wisdom one slice at a time.